Let me tell you what 100% of anything means in software engineering. It usually means nothing, because test coverage is only as good as the tests. But in this case, there's a project called PGRUST, Postgres rewritten in Rust, that is now passing 100% of Postgres's own regression test suite. That's not a trivial benchmark. The Postgres regression tests are comprehensive, maintained by a team that takes compatibility extremely seriously, and represent the accumulated wisdom of 30-plus years of database engineering. Passing all of them is a meaningful signal.
Help me understand the motivation here, Sarah. Postgres is already regarded as one of the most well-engineered open-source code bases in existence. It's reliable, it's performant, it's been battle-tested for decades. Why rewrite it in Rust?
A few reasons, and the HN thread is a good place to see them debated. First, memory safety. Postgres is written in C, and while the developers are extraordinarily disciplined, C is fundamentally a language where memory management errors are possible and have historically shown up in database software as security vulnerabilities. Rust's ownership model eliminates entire categories of those vulnerabilities at compile time. Second, there's a thesis that a Rust rewrite creates opportunities for architectural improvements that would be much harder to introduce incrementally into a mature C code base. Third, and this is more speculative, there's a community of Rust-first developers who want to build tooling around a database they can contribute to comfortably in their primary language.
700 points and 586 comments. That comment count is high relative to the score, which usually indicates a contentious discussion. What's the debate?
The skeptics make two arguments. The first is performance. Postgres has been hand-optimized at the C level in ways that are extremely difficult to replicate in a language with different abstractions, and they're concerned the Rust version will be measurably slower in benchmarks that matter. The second is the but why argument. If it passes 100% of the regression tests, that means it's compatible with existing Postgres interfaces, which means it needs to maintain all the same architectural decisions. You can make it memory safe, but can you make it architecturally better while maintaining full compatibility? Those goals may be in tension.
The Mitchell Hashimoto interview is another thread worth pulling on here. Hashimoto created Vagrant, co-founded HashiCorp, which built Terraform, Vault Console, and then stepped back. Now he's working on Ghosty, a terminal emulator, and doing it in Zig rather than Rust. The interview covers his reasoning, and it's a thoughtful defense of Zig that doesn't dismiss Rust.
His argument, from what I read in the thread, is essentially that Zig gives him more direct control over the machine with fewer abstractions, which for a terminal emulator where latency is perceptible and memory usage matters directly to user experience, matters more than the ergonomic safety guarantees Rust provides. He's an experienced systems programmer who's confident in his own memory management, so he's making a different trade-off than a team where developer safety nets have higher value.
The TLS certificates for internal services piece is more operational than architectural, but it got 161 points and over 100 comments because it addresses a genuine pain point. Internal services, the APIs and databases and microservices that talk to each other inside an organization's infrastructure, are often left running without TLS because they're not exposed to the internet. The Post argues, compellingly, that this is exactly wrong. Lateral movement by attackers who get inside your network is a primary attack vector, and internal services with no encryption or authentication are sitting ducks.
The HN comment thread on that one is practically a masterclass in certificate authority design and the operational trade-offs between different approaches. ASME protocol for internal CAs, mutual TLS versus one-way TLS, certificate rotation automation. It's the kind of dense operational knowledge that's hard to find organized anywhere else and usually lives in the heads of experienced infrastructure engineers.
The ditching Vagrant piece fits naturally here too. Moving from Vagrant to KVM and Versh directly is a choice about reducing abstraction layers. Vagrant is a convenience wrapper that manages virtual machines through providers like VirtualBox or Libvirt. And the piece argues that for Debian environments, just using the underlying KVM tools directly gives you more control with less overhead. It's a niche topic that nonetheless got traction because it reflects a broader HN community value understanding and controlling your infrastructure rather than depending on tools that hide complexity.
And the 18 Words Project, 1,015 points, which is remarkable, is a creative project that I think speaks to something different. It's a constraint-based writing tool where you express ideas in exactly 18 words. The HN community went deep on it with 329 comments. What's interesting is that it's not a developer tool in the traditional sense, but it surfaced a conversation about constraint-based creativity, about what happens to communication when you're forced to be concise, that resonated across the community. Sometimes HN surprises you.